The House will come to order. Sixth order business, second reading of bills. We'll take the following bills in the following order. House Bill 1170, House Bill 1215.
We are a creation of the legislature, but we are not a state agency. TVW is a private nonprofit organization. We have a contract with the state to provide gavel-to-gavel coverage of all three branches of government. And by gavel-to-gavel, I mean that when a gavel bangs to start a meeting to the time that the gavel bangs to end that meeting, we do not edit, we don't filter, we don't provide any editorial comment. Viewers are hearing directly from lawmakers, whether they're in the court or the legislature or state agency boards and commissions. They're hearing directly from the decision makers as those meetings are progressing.
TVW debuted on cable television systems in Washington in April 1995. It's Channel 25 on the Comcast system in Spokane. It also has a significant presence online.
TVW has really become institutionalized over the course of the last 26 years. Not only are people watching on television, but I hear from people all the time who have one thing on television and they're watching something else on their computer screen, because everything that's happening with the legislative process is streamed and archived. TVW is one of a network of about 20 states that have cable television stations that are kind of independently managed from state government. All other states have some sort of streaming service that is managed by state government. And as an example, the state of California manages their own system, the legislature manages their system, and they work from 8 to 5. Well, as you know, a lot of things happen after 5 o'clock in the legislature. Sometimes budget debates on the House or Senate floor will run all night, and TVW is always there. If the legislature's meeting, if the Supreme Court is meeting, if we're in the midst of a pandemic and the governor's having a press conference, our cameras are on.
There are places where the cameras aren't on, says Renee Sinclair. For example, caucus meetings where Democrats and Republicans decide which legislation to move forward and which to hold. She says there's one new committee in each chamber now getting airtime, the Rules Committees, where some of those decisions about advancing legislation is made.
Committee on Rules will come to order. Senator Billig.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have a small package with one measure, and so
we have cameras installed in a variety in every room except for the rules rooms in both the House and the Senate. This year, Senator Billig, from your part of the world, started saying that because of the remote nature of all meetings, that we would be able to cover rules meetings this year. And no one had spoken to us about that, but we were thrilled to hear that we were going to be able to cover rules meetings, because that was one place, in addition to the caucus meetings, where we had not been allowed previously. And I have to say, having sat through a lot of those meetings, they're not the most interesting. There's not a lot of policy discussion there, but it's nice to be able to provide that information to the public because they're interested in what's happening. And so for the first time this year, it's been kind of fun to be able to do that.
Sinclair says TVW has become more popular during the pandemic, gaining viewers during the governor's periodic COVID-related press conferences.
Good morning. After 1 year of closure of our schools, the time has come for every child in the state of Washington to have access to on-site instruction.
And we are now people access our content from all around the world. And when things are happening here that are of interest and significance to the entire world, our television footage runs on commercial television stations all around the world. So our content is really being used worldwide. And, you know, it was interesting. I never thought we would see numbers again like we saw during the summer with the governor's press conferences. But because TVW is the only way that you can access the work of the legislature this year, we're even eclipsing what we saw last summer. So it's been a very big year for us.
Renee Sinclair is the president of TVW based in Olympia.
The Supreme Court is reconvened.
I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Washington Supreme Court. Today is Tuesday, March 16th.